Compared to its usual calm, quiet atmosphere, Rengel's Irene Engel Public Library was buzzing with activity. A black and gold spiraling balloon arch framed tables with punch, coffee, and two cakes, both covered in black and orange frosting rosettes and sporting 100s. That's because Rengel's library is 100 years old. It was a birthday party.
I feel honored to be a part of this library story here in Rengel.
Assistant librarian Sarah Scambler says her mom used to work at the library, which brought her in often.
And I participated in the summer reading program growing up, and then when I moved back, I had a young family, and we started coming to story time. And then when Lana retired, I applied for the job and was fortunate enough to get it.
Scambler says she did a bit of research in the run-up to the 100th anniversary party. It's given her a unique perspective about what it took to get and keep a library in Rengel, she says. Rengel's public library began as an idea put forward by the Ladies' Civic Improvement Club in 1913. It took 8 years for the idea to be realized, but there was wholehearted public support for the establishment of a library. T.C. Havens, a local businessman, was among the Rengelites who committed to buy a subscription of a magazine to fill out the library's shelves. He also said he'd volunteer to paint, stain, and varnish anything necessary in the library. Also, Havens wrote in a 1921 letter to the Rengel Sentinel that, quote, "If it becomes absolutely and unavoidably necessary, I agree to go over to the library one day each week and make ardent love to the librarian in order to keep her on the job," unquote. The offer went unclaimed. With donations from Rengel residents and the failing Perseverance Mine near Juneau, the library opened on Halloween of 1921. It started out as a room in the City Hall building, which is now the Senior Center. Local government donated the room, as well as heat and lights. Havens, the businessman who offered to pleasure the librarian, also donated a model airplane to hang in the library when it opened, to be studied by, quote, "older boys who wished to try airplane construction." Its first librarian was Helen Hofstad, who presided over the 802-book collection, about one for each town resident at the time. It also had a subscription to nearly 40 periodicals. In its first month, the library issued 58 library cards, checked out 153 books, and 7 magazines. In 1929, Rengel's library was one of the first 5 libraries in Alaska to receive funding from the territorial government. While it started as a subscription model, the library quickly became one of the few free public libraries in Alaska. To raise money, the Friends of the Library held benefit dances and sold prepared dinners. In the ensuing decades, the library also hit a number of rocky patches. It was moved to the old school building, which sat where the library gazebo now stands. Rengel's town council offered to help fund the librarian's salary, then rescinded the funding 3 years later. When the namesake of the library, Irene Engel, was hired as head librarian in 1951, the library didn't have heat, running water, or a bathroom. In 1974, Rengel sold more than $150,000 in bonds to fund a new public library facility, and in 1975, the library became a fully funded city department. When Irene Engel retired in 1981, the library was renamed the Irene Engel Public Library. There have only been 2 head librarians since, K.J. Bush, who retired in 2015, and Margaret Villarma, who's the city's current head librarian. Scambler, the assistant librarian, isn't the only Rengelite who's got a multi-generational history at the library. Christy Woodbury came to the library's birthday party with her son, Stuart.
Well, I think it's neat to have something so consistent. You know, I went here when I was little, and now I can bring my kids here.
Lily Ellis is another kid who frequents the library.
I don't really like reading, but for some reason I really like the library and getting books.
Ellis says her favorites are
the old school mythical creatures.
For Alice Rooney, who came to Rengel in 1975, the library is a place she feels comfortable. It's one of the first places she came to in town, she says, and the fact it's a century old speaks to its community value.
I think it means that we really value what the library has to offer. There is, you know, it's just more than books. It's been, you know, it's been a gathering place. It's been a community center. It's been opening our eyes to new technology, a meeting place for different meetings. It's been all kinds of things, just more than just books.
In the 100 years since it began as a small reading room in City Hall, Rengel's Public Library has weathered its struggles, due in large part to the commitment of community members to keep it open. As Irene Engel once said, a town can be no better than its school and library. If the century-old Irene Engel Public Library is any indication, Rengel's looking just fine. With historical research help from Bonnie Demersian's History of the Irene Engel Public Library in Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.